This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Sit down. Everyone walking out, sit down. So this is what I want to happen from now on. So when the after Salah, whether it's on Monday or Thursday, you stay seated until the khatib is done. Then you pray Sunnah. And then if your parents are here, they pick you up. Otherwise, we find someone. I don't want people walking out here, wandering around for half an hour. And then outside and around the tent and stuff, it's not safe. So stay here and chill until we're done. So wait. Someone, if your parent is here, they'll pick you up. If not, sit and wait until the khatib is over and the sunnah is over as well. Naam. Where was I? أما بعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه من كل عمل صالح The night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night, the barakah on this night, the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in every good deed. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كل في صحيحه عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم The hadith tonight, collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by Nu'man ibn Bashir, and it's the theme is still the etiquettes of Salah. And this is an important etiquette. I'm going to narrate two hadith for you, and I think it's important to comprehend appropriately. So what he said alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith, قَالَ لَتُسَوُّنَّ بَيْنَ صُفُوفِكُمْ أَوْ لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ And then the narration of Ahmad and Abu Dawood, he said, لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ So he said, indeed, you will, and he emphasized it with every emphasis that exists in the Arabic language almost, you are going to straighten your lines. At taswiya, we use straighten, but it's really not the perfect translation. I'm going to explain what it means in a moment. You're going to maintain your lines appropriately, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put furqa, mukhalafa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn your hearts against one another. When he used that wording, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you in separate directions. He will make sure that you get divided amongst yourselves. In another hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, عن جابر بن سمرة, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أَلَا تَصُفُّونَ كَمَا تَصُفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا Why don't you stand in your prayer as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the malaika do when they praise their Lord, عند الله subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقلنا كيف تصف الملائكة عند ربها We asked how does the ملائكه do this in the presence of their Lord فقال يسوون الصفوف ويتراصون فيها they maintain their صف and they do تراص they come close so if you go to the study this concept amongst the four schools of jurisprudence all four of them حنفية والمالكية والشافعية والحنابلة they all emphasize the importance of التسوية في الصف and التسوية في الصف means that the first line is filled first, and it means that the line is straight. That we don't have one person standing in front of another person, or a person standing behind another person in the same line. And there are not gaps, there are no gaps between people as they stand. These are the three things that need to happen in order for the line to be appropriate. The Jumhur, meaning the majority, all four schools, see it to be a heavy sunnah, I mean a heavy recommendation. Only a small group of the Hanabila and a few others make it wajib, but the majority see it as a high sunnah, which is why I'm sharing it to you as an etiquette within Salah. That we have to make sure that the lines are straight, that the first line is always full. For the ladies, it's always the last line that should be full, and that there are no gaps in the line, and the people aren't standing in front of each other. At-taras wa-saf, when we talk about at-taras, and it's a word that you find in the over 20 hadith that are authentic, by the way, on this topic. Over 20 authentic narrations, separate narrations on this concept specifically. And it's not just the physical aspect of it. It is the emotional and figurative and symbolic aspect of saf. When you stand equally, when you stand closely to people in salah, it is a declaration of your brotherhood. It's a declaration of equality. It's the fact that that you feel that you're a part of a group, so you are willing to stand equally and closely to people around you. It's very meaningful. It's very meaningful, which is why the Prophet ﷺ emphasized it. However, he also told us, خِيَارُكُمْ أَلْيَنُهُمْ مَنَاكِبَ فِي الصَّلَةِ The best of you are the ones who are, their manakib, their shoulders are layin, meaning they show ease in salah. They're not pushing and shoving. التراص does not mean that you have to shove the person beside you or step on their foot, right? Or elbow them in the face or make them uncomfortable so they can't stand. This is not what taras means. Taras means that you don't have a physical gap between you and the person beside you. Meaning, as far as shoulders go, there's no gap. There's no space. You're standing there. The feet can and cannot touch.
And this is an issue of difference of opinion amongst the schools of jurisprudence. Amongst the schools of jurisprudence, they don't agree whether the feet have to be touching. And when they talk about talas, what they're talking about is that you're, when I say, for example, when I say shoulder to shoulder, ankle to ankle, I'm talking about the line. I'm talking about the equilibrium of the line. I'm not talking that your ankle has to shove the ankle of the person beside you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that there should be equilibrium, that we shouldn't have different distances between people, and so one person in front and one person behind, and that the shoulders are also on the same level. This is what a taswiya for saf and a taras for saf means. So you look, you make sure there's no space. The legs and the feet don't matter. Yeah, every madhab is different. The Hanabila, they look for basic contact between the edges of the feet. The Hanafiya don't. They stand and they don't open their feet as their shoulders. They keep it closer. So this is an aspect of fiqh where there's difference of opinion. What they don't differ upon is that when you stand, your shoulder is in contact with the shoulder of the person beside you. Right? There's no gap. Right? And when you look down, we're all standing in the same line. So the line is straight, and there's no gaps, and the first one is full. Those are the three things that we look for when we're praying. So when you're coming in for this message, for example, the first line, you start behind the imam and go in both ways. The lines after start at the end. Start at the end and finish the line this way, because there's only one entrance and it's to the right of the masjid. So if you start in the middle, then after a while the people will come in, there's no way for them to get over there, and you have three or four lines. So start at the... If the masjid opened from behind, then yes, you would start in the middle and then go to the right and then go to the left and make the balance. But because the masjid only opened from one side, you had to start from the end, especially in the second line or third line, you start over there. The sisters start at the behind, at the back line, and then they build the line in front and build the line in front and keep a small pathway at the side of the wall. The same thing, the brothers keep a small pathway at the side of the wall so people can get in and get out. Aside from that, you have to look at yourself in the line. Every time you get up and every time you go down, yani when you come up from your salah, from your sujood, you stand up, look down for a second. Make sure that there's equilibrium. Make sure that the line is straight. Make sure your feet are... Now the reason I say put your toes here is because we tried the akab. We tried this. When I first opened this place 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, I said, okay, everyone put their heels on the line. And it was a complete mess. The lines looked like yani a 5-year-old had tried to draw yani a crocodile. It was not good. No one could do it, so he said, all right, put your toes up front. It doesn't matter, toes or behind. The idea is that you're taking a second, you're looking down to see where are you in the line. Are you standing in front of your brothers or behind them? No, stand in the exact same line as your brothers. And look down. Is there a gap between you and the person beside you? Is there space? If there is space, then close the space. Don't step on their feet. Don't shove and push. This is not the point. Some people think this is not the point. Islamically, there's no madhab that tells you to act in that manner. So just keep that, understand what is being taught. What's being taught is the first line being full, there are no gaps, no physical gaps between the shoulders, and the lines are straight. And there's a symbolic meaning of this, that we are willing to stand in line equally, where we are taking care of our equality. Like, we're taking a moment to make sure that no one is ahead of anyone, and no one's behind anyone, and no one is standing in a way where they don't want to be beside someone else. No. We're going to stand equally as brothers, regardless of our age, of our race, of our social status, of our financial status, of our political status. It doesn't matter where you come from. We all in salah are equal the moment we stand in the line. So we have to take interest in that. It's like the Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, take extra interest in this. Make sure you focus on it because it's important. The symbolic importance for it is meaningful. And when the moment you stop caring about it, and you start standing in any way that you want, that means you don't care about your brotherhood anymore. That means you don't care about your equality amongst you. That means you're not working to make sure that the ummah is one, and that we are together, and that we are there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yukhalif bayna wujuhikum. And then the division will begin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you in different directions. So you're praying together, but it doesn't mean anything. Because you're not taking care of the physical aspect of it. Everything in Islam has a physical and a spiritual aspect. The physical is done in a way to mirror the spiritual. Everything, absolutely everything. So you can walk out tonight and think of everything in Islam, everything has both. So when physically the Prophet ﷺ tells you, stand in a straight line with physical contact, what is he telling you spiritually? If physically he's telling you, I want the line to be straight, I want you guys to stand close to one another, what is he telling you spiritually? You don't need me to tell you, you already know. Figuratively, you can come to the conclusion on your own. Spiritually, he's saying we should be brothers, we should be one, we should care for equality, we should make sure no one gets an advantage over anyone amongst us and everyone is treated equally. That's what he's... So everything in Islam works that way. So he teaches us the physical, alayhi salatu wasalam, so that you may learn the spiritual. Why you do wudu? Physically, you're cleaning, you're cleansing yourself. It's called tahara. So that's a spiritual, so that you're taking care of the spirit as well. That you are cleansing your spirit. That you are actually removing all of the hasad and the riya and the kibr and the ujub. Everything in Islam is like that. There is no action in Islam where it's just a zahir, no batin, or just a batin, no zahir. Everything has both. We focus on the physical, and then we reflect on the spiritual. So I'm explaining to you this physical tonight, so that we have our lines nice. And it's very depressing. I come in, I purposefully have an imam pray, and I pray behind the scene, and it's very upsetting. The lines are a mess. They're a complete mess. No one's fixing. No one's teaching the kids to maybe stand appropriately. No one cares. And it's just, and there are gaps and there are openings, and it's just and the sisters, Allah yazihum al-khair, yani, I'm not gonna is even yani, mashallah alaikum. Yeah, they think this is not appropriate. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand up and go around, qala yamsa'u ala manakibina. He would take time. Imagine how much time. Like he would make iqamah, everyone's in a hurry for the imam to do takbir. If he finished, he would spend a couple of minutes putting his hands on the shoulders, making sure that the shoulders were at the same angle. People were standing in a straight line, that no one was getting themselves a little bit ahead or a little bit behind. Someone's disgusted from the slave they're standing beside, or someone's disgusted from this person who comes from a background, or they smell. I grew up in a amongst farmers. They would come in smelling like cow manure. They would enter the village and smell like cow manure, and we had to stand there, taking it all in. Take it all in. This is your people. These are your people. Whether you like it or not, for better or for worse, this is who you got. You stand there, and you're equal to them, and you feel, and you embrace that. You embrace it. You embrace it. For better or for worse, we have to learn to do this. It's what he taught us, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is why I think this is an important etiquette for salah. And I'm emphasizing it to you, because, yeah, you know, we've been here for around 2.5 years, so people are comfortable. Let's learn to make our sufuf a little bit more straight. In a way of etiquette. Again, I'm talking about the etiquettes of salah. So if someone's going to teach this by yelling and screaming and pushing and pointing, then they didn't learn. It's the etiquette. It's an etiquette of salah. So it's the issue of adab. We're trying to do it so that we have adab in salah. So we're going to teach it to others also with adab, so that everyone, inshallah, you know, values this equality that Islam has given us and this beautiful brotherhood that we are able to enjoy. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كلهم في صحيحه عن النعمان بن بشير قال صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم عليه الصلاة والسلام لتسولن بين صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين وجوهكم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانه وتعالى.